Welcome to BBS Radio and Metaphysical Straight Talk from the Heart. I'm your host, Atira, and we are going to have an exciting evening tonight because we have Richard Scholler. He's an incredible medium. He's been doing mediumship for several years. He's actually an NSAC, National Spiritualist Association of Churches, medium. He has been doing this since 1997, and he had an interesting experience, which I'm going to let him tell you about. But he's very involved. He is doing. He has his own ministerial church in New York. He is also on the board of trustees of the NSAC, and he is also doing some wonderful workshops at Lilydale. And if you don't know where Lilydale is, we'll talk all about it for you. Welcome to the show, Richard.
Thank you, Atira. It's great to be here again.
I'd love for you just to briefly kind of tell my listening audience how you kind of got your cosmic wake-up call.
Oh, thanks. I'd be glad to. February of 1997, I was coming home from a meditation class. I walked into my apartment, and I knew something was wrong or different. I was seeing static electricity, sort of what you would see when you used to look at a black and white TV in my room. And I'm sitting there. I called my friend John, and I said, I don't know what's going on. I think something's happening here. The next thing I know, both my grandparents, my father's and mother's parents, showed up in my bedroom. And I hung up the phone. I ended up listening to them for an hour while I was between laughing and crying, because I think I know they're, to my mind, they had passed over. And
that was a really long cosmic call.
Exactly. It was one of those where they had passed over. I'm seeing them. I think I'm dying. No, I'm not dying. They just told me, nope, you can see us now.
Isn't it funny how the rational mind, you know, like wants to reject it, and you try and rationalize yourself out of this, and yet you really want the experience too.
Of course. Even to this day, I think it's amazing, because I will sit there, if I receive information for myself or from another medium, I will still pick it apart, and the ego, the rational mind, as you call it, is wanting to, how do I say it, pull it apart to say, wait a minute, is this really happening? And as much as I know that this is real, it's true, it happens, I still question it, if that makes sense.
I love to hear you say that, because, you know, I've been doing it since I was 5 years old. I've seen spirit.
I've
been doing it professionally for at least over 20 years, almost 25. And, you know, there are times still when things happen, because I actually have just started setting in a development circle. I've always done pretty much my work as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And I got hooked up into this spiritualist thing and started setting a circle. And it's very different to set in a seance and have phenomena happen, because then you can think, oh, this is a group hallucination, you know, because other people are seeing it. So it's an interesting experience, this journey of ours, isn't it?
It's interesting. It's fascinating. It's uplifting. It has taught me so much about this life and the life after this life.
I really want to ask, in your opinion, because I know you're a certified medium for the NSAC.
Yeah.
What do you, in your definition, make the difference between a psychic and a medium? Because my clients and my listening audience, they're always asking that, because, you know, people go to psychic fairs and they have different experiences, and they get very confused over the terminology.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What I was taught and what I believe the difference. First of all, I want to be very clear. Psychic gifts, mediumistic gifts, abilities, let me call them abilities, all wonderful, wonderful abilities. It's where we're receiving the information from. A psychic is someone who is in tune or in touch with universal universal vibration, past, present, and possible future. A psychic is someone who, in my understanding, or what I was taught, a psychic is someone who can tell you about the past, the possible, and what may happen in the future, the past, the present, and the possible future. It's where they're receiving the information. A medium is someone who's in touch with the spiritual energies of people who have passed over. the vibration is different. They're receiving the information from a person who is passed on to the spiritual side of life. The difference, a medium can be psychic. A medium can go from the vibration of those relatives and friends down to a psychic vibration, whereas a psychic may not necessarily be a medium. So that's pretty much the way I understand psychic and mediumistic abilities.
When you talk about mediumship, though, do you not agree? I mean, I know specifically in spiritualism, it is proving the continuity of life, that life exists beyond what we call death.
Mm-hmm.
But what about, you know, because when I do read about spiritual things, they do talk about angels, and of course, connecting with infinite intelligence. And that is mediumistic, too, is it not?
I feel, now, great question. I feel that information, well, let me speak specific to me.
Mm-hmm.
Before someone talks to me about angels, which, do I believe in angels? Yes. Do I believe in saints? Yes. Do I believe in spirit guides? Yes. 100% I do. But before I'm being told about an angel, an angelic visit, I need to know something that's something that is connected or real to me. So before someone tells me about an angelic visit, now let me reframe this. Earlier on, when I first opened, I needed to hear more about someone I knew than an angelic visit. Do I believe in them? Yes. But I needed you. Let's say I called you for a reading, and I was new to this. I would need you to tell me about those relatives and friends who had passed over that you would have no knowledge of. I needed something
concrete. To give you a grounded connection.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I need something concrete. Tell me about my grandmother. Tell me something that you would not know before you start talking to me about angels. Because we'll go back to the mind, the ego. If you don't tell me if I didn't hear something that was grounded and a factual and evidential, then is it nice to hear about angels? It's very nice. It's very nice. But for me, it will stay longer if you first start saying about a relative, because that's real to me. That's someone I've known in my lifetime. Do you know what I'm saying? Do
yeah,
I need
I do,
to feel
I
more
know,
clear?
I do exactly. I do know what you're saying.
Good.
But I also wonder, because in spiritualism, they do talk about guides a lot,
yes.
Like Native American guides. They call them Red
Indians
from the 1800s. But really, we're talking about Native American guides and different kinds of guides. I mean, they talk about guides that come from the 1800s that have been even past spiritualists. And often that will choose to work with you, which are people who have passed over, which you may or may not know a lot about.
There's, I'm sorry. Was there a question in that?
I'm
ready to. I'm loving the whole guide.
No, but I mean, they do accept those kinds of things as guidance as well in spiritualism. And I think sometimes people don't understand that about spiritualism.
All right.
And so I just really want to be clear to my audience that they do believe in those kinds of things, and they believe in things that can be documented in some way.
So I'm going to sort of wrap this up in a fairly concise explanation if I can. Spiritualism. As a spiritualist, we believe in the continuity of life as proven through mediumship, okay? Mediumship is I don't have to explain that. Most everyone would know what a mediumship is and what a medium does. But mediumship is meant to prove continuity of life, that life continues by bringing through evidential messages from relatives and friends who have passed over. Spiritualists do believe in guides because they believe that guides assist us in the process of mediumship. They think of, or they use the example of Native American guides. The Native American peoples, when they were so connected and close to nature that they listened to their intuitive sense and stayed connected
and
to...
And do feel some. Yeah,
right.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to say that, yes, spiritualism does believe in guardians and guides, but I would say the key point is that mediumship is meant to prove that life continues.
Absolutely, yes. That's a really clear way of defining it for my audience, and I appreciate that so much.
My pleasure.
So in your opinion, you know, I believe the purpose of mediumship is really to help people who are grieving often.
Uh-huh.
And also to know that life goes on, like we just said, the continuum of life. So after stating that, you know, can you kind of give me a little bit of idea of what you feel it does for your clients or for the people that come to you?
Yes. I'm going to say mediumship, the purpose, prove the continuity of life, bring through comfort, support, and encouragement, and as we grow, glean the higher teachings from the higher realms. That's my belief. Now, what does it do for people that come to me? Why would somebody want to come to a medium for a reading? There are a lot of responses to that. People will come to a medium for a reading when there is a desire to complete or heal a relationship. If they need to be reminded that their parent loved them, that people need to know that the way that their loved one passed, whether it be naturally or through an accident or through an illness, people need to know that the pain that might have been felt at the time of passing for their loved one was not felt, and people want to know that it's not the end of their life, nor do they want, they want to know as well that the love that they've shared continues. I think one of the most beautiful things I remember as a medium, I was on the church platform serving a church, and there was an elderly woman whose husband came through, and it was the first time I ever heard a husband say, "I would marry you over again in an instant," and she started crying. She felt so touched to hear that her husband still loved her. Even though the change, the physical change to the spiritual change happened, she felt so comforted in knowing that her husband still loved her.
I think that's an incredible gift. I have to tell you, you know, that's one thing I noticed watching Sylvia Brown the other day on Tell, was I think the most asked question is, are they okay? I mean, honest to God, even in my work, every medium I've ever watched, the first almost question out of the person's mouth is, are they okay? Are they, you know, is everything all right? And once you've really experienced mediumship, I think there's no doubt left in your mind once you've experienced or really watched this transformation that happens when you see a mediumship reading given and confirmation just like this lady received, that there's an incredible relief or healing or almost, I have to say maybe relief, because people just want to know, it's okay. You know, I've done everything I could.
Right.
They're all right.
They want to know that their loved one is all right, without a doubt. They want to know that the love they've shared continues. They want to help heal some of the outstanding or tie up loose ends. You know, people really want to know that we don't die.
Absolutely.
People really want to know that we don't die. You know, I think it's an eternal struggle with all of us.
I think in every religion.
We wonder about life.
Yep, in every religion, or even if you're atheist, I think you ask that question. When you give readings, now, are you able to describe the people, or do you have a sense of them? Do you actually see? I mean, every medium receives differently, so.
Okay, when I'm reading, the first thing I'm aware of is that I'm clairsentient. I feel the person come into the room first. So my first sense is feeling, clairsentience. And I might say I feel a man or a woman stepping in. Then my clairvoyance kicks in where I'm able to see them. And through clairsentience and clairvoyance, I'm able to describe people physically and emotionally. So I feel and see, and then I'm slightly clairaudient where I might hear them. So predominantly the experience is feeling, then seeing, then hearing them.
Do you feel that mediums are able to contact anyone who's passed over on the other side?
What a great question. What a great question.
You know, someone's going to want to talk to Princess Di or somebody, or Elvis.
Well, even, or so I received an email from a woman asking me if I could contact her parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the part of me, there's a part of me that certainly wants to help. There's no question. Mm-hmm. But it's not up to a medium to make a promise that they can contact your relatives. You see, it's a gift from our relatives and friends to communicate through a medium. It's up to our relatives and friends on the spirit side of life. They have to learn how to lower their vibration. They have to learn how to communicate. If they didn't believe in this form of communication while they were alive, they still may not believe in it after they've passed.
Oh.
So I would never say to a potential client, someone that was coming to me for a reading, "Oh, I can contact your mother." That would be inappropriate for me. I always tell people, I will do the best I can. I will tell you about the people who will come through for you. And I prefer not knowing beforehand who they want or who they hope for. I encourage people to become aware of all of the people they've lost in their life to the transition. I encourage them to not be too surprised if people come through that they weren't expecting.
It sounds like there's preparation on both sides. I mean, as the person
without
who
passed question.
On, and then for you. So what type of preparation is
well,
it for you?
Similar. Let's talk about the seance. You're talking about sitting in an unfoldment class yourself. In an unfoldment class, usually it's led by a medium, and then there are people of similar mind and vibration sitting, hoping to unfold their abilities to be open to their intuitive gifts. On the spirit side of life, there is also a spirit guide. Usually, to my understanding, there's a guide in the leader of the circle's guide is present. So let's say the trained medium's guide is present. And then you have each of the guides that are with the people on the I'm so excited.
That are setting in the
quickly.
Circle. I know. I love this, though, because
I
really want my audience to know that everybody has someone with them. I mean, nope.
Exactly.
I mean, you're never alone, guys. Forget it. You're never alone. It's an illusion. Somebody's with you all the time.
In the unfoldment circle, you've got your medium and the group who are opening to their abilities. In the spirit side of life, you've got the medium's guide and then the group of people that are unfolding their abilities, their guides. There are also students on the spirit side of life, people, men and women who have passed, who want to learn how they can lower their vibration. So just like we're students in the unfoldment circle on the earth plane, there are people on the spirit side of life who are watching the proceeds of the circle, the proceeding of the circle, to learn how they can lower their vibration so they can communicate through.
You know, I often feel like that, you know, like in the movies when they're operating and the students are all up above looking through the glass.
Yes.
I kind of feel that way sometimes when we're doing circles. And there's a whole row of people observing, you know, if we're getting it right and if they're getting it right and the whole thing.
What a wonderful visual for everyone listening on this to this program. What a wonderful visual to give them an idea of what's happening.
Yeah.
My experience, have you ever been to the theater?
Yeah, it's like
you know
the,
when they
the
have
balcony.
Different levels?
Yeah, the balcony.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of. Mm-hmm. So we're
you
in a similar...
You touched a moment ago about, actually, you said the word gatekeeper. I would love your view on gatekeepers.
Okay.
Can be batteries on this side.
Yes.
And gatekeepers on that side, correct?
That's correct.
All right.
Okay.
If you would clarify that for my listening audience, I would really appreciate it because I know some of my students are and the people that are in this unfoldment circle are listening, and we've had really interesting discussions over this, so I'd love to hear your version.
Okay. Well, a gatekeeper is – my experience has been twofold, two different experiences. The gatekeeper can be my spirit guide if I'm leading the class. But there also might be a gatekeeper who has been assigned to the circle. In other words, someone other than my guide. what the gatekeeper will do, will I'll call him or her a spiritual bouncer, if you will. They will keep...
Great description.
They will keep the circle safe. They will not allow any vibration that doesn't match up with the circle to come through. So if the circle, if the unfoldment class has a high vibration, the gatekeeper will only allow the higher vibrations to come through. If a lower vibration were to attempt to come into the circle, the gatekeeper would help keep the lower vibration away from the circle. Not only would the gatekeeper keep the lower vibration away from the circle, the intention of the unfoldment class or circle would also keep the lower vibration away, along with asking for white light of protection at the beginning of the circle. So those, the gatekeeper, the protection from white light, and the intention of the group would keep lower vibrations away. Now, I've gone off a little on a tangent.
But that's fine. I really want to comment here.
Great.
I want to say for my listening audience, it's really important if you want to do seance, if you want to try automatic writing, you want to try any of these types of things, to do protection and to use white light, to use prayer, and to know a lot about it. It is not a game. I'm really... very adamant about this because it's my livelihood and my profession, and I have seen people get into trouble. Because just because you're dialing up spirit doesn't mean you're getting the highest vibration. If you had Uncle Harry, who had, let's say, an alcoholic and had some problems in this life, and he passed over, he's not becoming instant all-knowing Uncle Harry. So you could still get vibrations that are negative or in fear, or some of them that don't even know, you know, they're past and they're trying to figure it all out. That could be frightening and fearful for you to experience. So what we're talking about, what Richard just stated, is very good information for anyone wanting to get involved. And that's one reason I really encourage people to look into spiritualist churches across the United States. It's a very good place to start because they have really educated people with good backgrounds, and there's there are some rules of mediumship. There's natural law that's important. Like attracts like, and it's the vibration is so important. Thank you, Richard.
You're welcome.
So, okay, we covered gatekeepers. So what about batteries?
Well, in the group, I'm still speaking using the unfoldment circle.
Absolutely.
Or seance as the model.
Mm-hmm.
In the circle, the group energy, as you said, like attracts like, the law of attraction, the group energy will dictate the vibration or will draw to the group those spirit friends and relatives to come through for helping in helping people to unfold. A battery in the group is somebody who might have an abundance of energy, who might be one of the suppliers for the group energy.
Some people are wired stronger.
Good way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
It could also be that the whole group, depending on their intention, that the whole group might end up being batteries for one medium. And I say that from experience in my group. When the energy was high and I was able to go into a mental phase of mediumship known as trance mediumship and bring through higher teaching for the class for that night. So in that particular evening, my experience of the 12 members or 13 members from the unfoldment class was they were all in very clear and high vibratory spaces. It was almost it was exquisite to be in that circle. And when they were in that space, it allowed for me to go into a deeper state of receptivity to bring through a higher teaching to help them in their unfoldment as mediums.
Fabulous. I find this very interesting because it is different on different nights, depending
right.
on what we as a collective consciousness have brought. You know, if you had a bad day at the office,
you got caught in traffic on the way to the class.
Or you're having relationship problems, whatever it is. It's really, we actually try to do a meditation where we leave all of that outside of the meditation room. Because it really is, you know, we clutter our lives with our emotional debris a lot. Richard, it's almost time to go to phones, so I want to mention your website before we get caught off on other things. So it is sacredmessages.com.
That's correct.
And you also have a church in New York, correct?
Yes, Summerland Church of Light. Mm-hmm. And they can go to that website as well, which is www.summerlandchurchoflight.com.
Well, and you've been a busy little person this year, too. You've been back east in Maine doing work. So let's talk a few minutes about your workshops. You've been doing workshops.
Okay, great. I had the absolute great pleasure of going to Connecticut and to Maine, Connecticut in May and Maine in June. I was asked by both state associations if I would be the guest speaker at their state convention. So I had the absolute pleasure of serving Connecticut. They're a wonderful group of spiritualists in Connecticut. There are about 7 churches and camps in the Connecticut state area. I might be off. It might be 8.
And you went to Temple Heights, didn't you? Spiritual camp. It's a camp, right?
Well, that's in Maine, and that's part of the Maine State Spiritualist Association. And I went there in June to serve. I did a workshop there and serve on their Sunday service for the Maine State Convention.
And what was the name of your workshop?
I did a workshop on trance and transfiguration.
Trance and transfiguration. Now, trance is when you actually go unconscious.
I'd like to word it differently.
Okay.
Because the thought of going unconscious reminds me of like passing out or something.
Well, I'm very clear you didn't drink.
That's great.
I have to tell you, he has a wicked sense of humor. You got to watch him.
Thank you. Transmediumship is a form of mental mediumship, and it's where you go into a deeper state of receptivity, allowing for spirit. Say again.
So you may appear unconscious.
Well, there's the whole. I find this sense of humor around the word unconscious, but by going into a deeper state of receptivity and basically stepping aside, if you will. You're allowing for your spirit guide or one of your spirit friends to speak directly through you.
And then transfiguration?
Transfiguration is a physical form of phenomena. Transfiguration is where a medium will sit, and the group energy, if it's physical and it's such that it would form ectoplasm. The best description I've heard of ectoplasm is etheric matter. Ectoplasm is like a gaseous, vaporous cloud that will form over the face of the medium, and the relatives and friends from the spirit side of life will use this etheric matter / ectoplasm to form their face. So when you're sitting in a seance or a sitting with a physical phenomena medium for transfiguration, you might see your mother, you might see your father, you might see your relatives and friends who have passed over form their face over the face of the medium.
I don't have words for that one.
Yeah, I have
seen it happen. It's very phenomenal.
It is.
Yeah, and ectoplasm is very interesting substance. It is amazing when you see it form. It's like, really, it is like a cloud forming in the middle of a room. Mm. It's very exciting when you get the opportunity. So if you haven't experienced a seance, everyone out there, you might want to try and check it out because it's a development class. It's truly.
Hi, my name is Susan Greenwald.
Hello.
Hi, is this Atira?
Yes.
Oh, I'm listening right now to the program.
Yes.
Is this live now? It's live?
It's live.
Oh, wow.
You're on.
Okay, well, I was curious if Richard could help me with, I've been studying mediumship for a long time, and I was very curious about my path right now.
Okay. Please, I didn't hear your name, so say it again.
Susan Greenwald.
Hello, Susan Greenwald. And where are you from, Susan?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. Well, it's a pleasure to speak with you this evening. So you've been studying mediumship for a while, you've said, and you're asking about your path. Now, I'm curious, are you referring to the mediumship part or just in general?
I have to turn the radio down. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm going to go in the other room. Hang on one second.
Yeah, for our listeners, please, if you call in, you must turn your radio off or down in order for us to hear you. And so her question, my understanding, is about her path. Hi.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. Okay, and I've been trying to stay on my spiritual path with my vocation, and I don't know where I'm going.
Okay, so let me tell you what I'm sensing. First, I need to be clear. I have a grandmother vibration stepping in behind
mm-hmm.
you. So I'd like to describe her first
okay.
and let you know what she's giving me, because I am a medium, and it's important for me to acknowledge the grandmother. Actually, you now have three people in the room behind you. So I'm going to tell you about them and let you know what they're telling me about your path, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have both a grandmother, a grandfather, and a father vibration in this room standing behind you.
Wow.
Yes. There's also a dog off of your left-hand side as well.
Oh, yeah, that's Puddles.
Okay. Don't
don't corrupt the reading.
You know why.
Right. Let me tell you about Puddles, okay?
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you more about the grandmother, because she was the first one who stepped through the door.
Mm-hmm.
Susan, I have a grandmother on the spirit side of life who does not feel particularly tall to me. I need to describe her as short.
Mm-hmm.
I need to describe her as, now, average in build. I don't feel skinny and petite, but I also do not feel very heavy. So I want to describe her as average in build. She's giving me the feeling of having what I would say respiratory issues prior to her passing. So her passing feels upper-bodied to
mm-hmm.
me. And I also have some involvement in and around her head. Now, she's moving over to your right-hand side. I feel her left hand on your right shoulder. I need to give you a kiss and a hug from a grandmother.
Mm.
I need to tell you I love you, because I'm feeling a grandmother's love.
Yeah.
And I need to give you reassurance about your path from her. Now, she's bringing in an old-fashioned faith for me. So I have a grandmother that has an old-fashioned Christian faith.
An old-fashioned what?
Christian faith.
Old-fashioned Christian faith?
That's what it feels like to me. Well, let me forgive
Not that
me.
I know of. I'm Jewish.
I just stopped. I shouldn't say Christian. I have an old-fashioned faith. Please forgive me. I put in Christian. And that's my error.
Oh, that's okay.
But I have an old-fashioned faith.
Uh-huh.
Oof.
Structured.
There you go. Next, wow.
F-A-I-T-H.
Say again?
F-A-C-E or F-A-I-T-H?
F-A-I-T-H. Religious faith, spiritual faith. I have a grandmother
with
an old-fashioned faith.
Oh, yeah.
And
Richard, forgive me just a moment. Don, can you tweak our sound system just a hair? If you can turn us up a little bit, that'd be great. Thank you.
Susan, can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good, just making sure. What I'm aware of, two things. This grandmother, I wouldn't mess with this grandmother. She feels very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And what I need you to know is that she has her hands behind you on your back, and she's bringing in faith. She's giving me the feeling like you can't see the forest for the trees right now, that everything's a little bit cloudy in
mm-hmm.
front of you. She's giving me, now healing, she's giving me the feeling like your path is in the healing realm. I don't know if you do hands-on or some sort of energetic healing,
yes.
but she's bringing me to a higher vibration. She's bringing me to a hands-on feeling, and she's giving me the feeling like, now, March, things are going, if things don't kick in by March, she's giving me the feeling like things are going to kick in by March.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to reassure you that, thank you, I hear you, thank you. She's telling me you're on the right track, so I do need to reassure you, Susan, that you are on the right track. She is bringing in next March, so by next March, you're going to be sitting according to her, in a place that feels comfortable when it comes to your vocation.
Oh, wonderful.
I need to give you her love and blessing, and now she's laughing at me for calling her Christian. So I have to tell you, your grandmother has a sense of humor. And she's also wagging her finger at me like, boy, I got that one wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a grandmother who has a bit of a sense of humor, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Next piece. Again, I don't know if you were the only girl, but right now you feel like you're the only one that matters to her. So I really need to affirm her love for you.
Oh.
And, you know, she has a little bit of the intuitive side herself, because she's giving me the feeling like when she was on the earth plane, she might get a sense when something was going to happen. I don't know if she talked about it, but she's giving me the feeling like she had a sense when things would happen. I need to give you her love and blessing. She's stepping back. The dog, I feel like it's trying to get up into your lap. So I need to give you the feeling like the dog is trying to get up into your lap.
Uh-huh.
I need to give you a kiss from the dog, and I'm going to call you mommy because I'm feeling a dog's love for you like you were its mother.
Yeah, when I was 5 years old.
Okay. The next piece is, I don't feel like you were around when the dog died.
No, the dog had left the house already.
Thank you. I need you to know that the dog didn't feel any pain when it died.
That's good.
I feel like you had a hard time when the dog passed, and the dog is coming through to reassure you that it didn't feel pain when it died.
Mm-hmm.
I need to tell you I love you from the dog, and I'm going to ask one question. The name Maximilian, can you place that in your father's side of the family? Because I'm hearing a Max or a Maximilian from your father's side of the family.
Not that I know of.
All right, so we'll just put the name on the side for now, but I have a Maximilian.
Mm-hmm.
This is above your father, but it's in your father's side, and I'm to the left of your father's mother, so I feel like I've got a grandmother's relative, Maximilian. I'm just going to acknowledge the name and leave it there. Last but not least, I have a father stepping up. I need to give you a father's love now. The father vibration gives me the feeling of having passed with illness.
Yeah.
I need to say thank you to you because you brought your love and your healing to a father. I need to tell you, I'm proud of you. I don't know if your father ever said the words, Susan, but I have to say them out loud. He's telling me to say I'm proud of you.
Rarely.
I need you to know that he's proud of you. He keeps saying it, and there's a feeling that comes. You said rarely. I'm going to say there's a feeling of regret of not having said it more then, because I need you to know he keeps saying, tell her I'm proud of her.
Mm-hmm.
Next piece. I don't know that it was always easy between you and Dad, because I feel a little bit of apology coming from him. So I'm going to just give you an apologetic feeling from your dad. Hmm. Is the month of March significant for you or your dad?
Yes.
Okay.
My mom passed away in March.
Okay, so he's trying to reassure me about the month of March. He was with you in March.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Next piece. I don't know that your mother can come through right now, but he's trying to bring comfort to you around your mother's passing. I need to give you reassurance that everybody in the family is together.
That's nice.
And I need to give you... Now, I'm hearing the anniversary waltz with your mom and dad. So, they're dancing again.
Eh?
They're dancing again. And I feel like I need you to know your father...
Hey, it only happens.
Say again?
I would be very, very happy.
Your father's giving me the feeling a little bit of Mr. Show Business, so I don't know if your dad had a little bit of a show business feeling, like he feels like he enjoyed attention. If you were at a family party, he feels like he'd be someone I'd want to gravitate to.
Never.
Well, He's got it going on right now, Susan.
Well, because he had chronic illness, you know.
Okay. Well, he's come out of his shell then, because he and your mother are dancing to the anniversary wall.
So that's what's neat, because he was crippled. That's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah.
He is beaming. I need you to know that. He is absolutely beaming. And I want you to know that you're getting their support and love. Your father's passing you yellow roses, so I want to share yellow roses with you.
You're the gardener. Love flowers.
Thank you so much, Susan.
Well, Susan, thank you.
You have many blessings from the spirit side of life. It's wonderful speaking with you tonight.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. I look forward to talking to you again sometime.
Thank you.
Lots of blessings, Susan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Richard, make sure you mentioned your website one more time.
Certainly. www.sacredmessages.com.
Well, that was a really a blessing and an interesting opportunity to really get a sample of how readings go for you, how your work comes through you, and how you experience what you get, and how it is hard to interpret sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, like the whole dancing to get to the point of saying, I'm okay, I have a whole spirit body here.
Right. And even the thank God her mother had a sense of humor. I called her Christian because I was feeling such a strong sense of faith. Mm-hmm. And my faith, I grew up in the Catholic Church before I became
spiritual.
Hi, this
is Nancy.
Hello, Nancy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie.
How are you,
Nancy?
All?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Where are you calling from, Nancy?
I'm calling from Lacey, Washington.
Lacey, Washington. How is it in Washington tonight?
It's nice and just warm.
Wonderful.
Not too hot.
You got a question for Richard, Nancy?
Yes, I do. I'd like to know my mission in my spiritual path in this lifetime.
Okay. As I said with Susan, I'm going to tell you about your relative or friend, whoever shows up, because that's what it's about for me. And if they guide me to talking about your mission, I'll be glad to tell you about it. Thank
okay.
you. There's a gentleman who steps in behind you off of your left-hand side. He has a brother's vibration.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a brother who's passed on to the spirit side of life, and he's giving me the feeling of passing quickly.
Yes.
I'm feeling pressure. Don't tell me anything, but I can't discern whether it's, I'm asking him, not you, just bear with me. I can't discern whether this is heart attack or accident, but I'm feeling a lot of pressure in my chest. I'm more inclined to going with heart attack, but I'm not positive about that. I'm aware that I have a brother. He passed quickly. I'm going to stay with heart attack because it feels quick to me.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm not positive about that piece, though. He moves over to your right-hand side, and I hear his laughter. Oh, my Lord. Your brother has a very good sense of humor as well. I need to give you the feeling of him. Oh, wow. This surprised him. His passing, he was not ready for his passing. Does that make sense to you?
It was in birth.
Oh. Wow. Now, that I wouldn't have guessed, because I feel, oh, wow, this is fascinating. With the, may I explain the accident aspect, I felt like I was being pushed through something, okay, almost like going through the car, if you will, but I didn't want to go there.
Uh-huh.
And so that makes more sense to me, so thank you for that. But there's a feeling, why is he laughing? Oh, my Lord, I know why he's laughing. He's giving me the feeling like you've had a couple of little, I'm going to go with an embarrassing moment. I don't know if you were walking and tripped the other day, but the feeling is he's laughing like you thought nobody saw you, and he's giving me the feeling like he's there with you. So that's the laughter that I'm hearing, and I need to give you the feeling like you're not alone. Okay. Just like Atira said earlier, we're not alone. I need to give you a brother from the spirit side of life. Now, he may have died in birth, but he's matured into an adult, so I need you to know that as well.
Okay.
Next piece. You're looking for your mission. I need to go to children with you. I don't know if you're working with children, but your brother is... No wonder why. Thank you. I'm honored. Thank you. No wonder why your brother's coming through. His vibration is that of a child or a young adult, but still a child vibration.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you're working with children, but he's trying to get me to express working with children. I also need to go to a healing vibration as well. So I don't know if you do an arts and crafts or some sort of therapeutic work with children, but
no.
That's the direction he's pushing me in.
Okay.
So I need to work with children in a therapeutic way. Next piece, I'm seeing a lot of animals with you. Do you work with animals as well?
No, I don't.
Wow. Your brother, almost thank you. Your brother's bringing in animals. So I've got your brother, I've got the feeling of children, and I've got the feeling of animals. Now, one of the, thank you, I understand that. One of the things he's telling me is the vibration of pets are unconditional love, children are unconditional love. I feel like he's trying to bring back to you the love that you put out to others.
Oh,
and
wow.
I feel like he's trying to bring it back, and I feel like you would get just as much in working with animals and children as they would get from you.
Uh-huh.
I also have a father's vibration stepping in behind you.
Uh-huh.
Well, may I ask you, the name John, is the name John significant for you? I'm hearing the name John on the spirit side of life.
Not that I can think of. I have a grandfather-in-law that was John.
Okay. Just know that John's here. Okay? He's not stepping up. I'm feeling your father, but I'm hearing the name John. So John wants to be acknowledged.
Okay.
Okay? Even if he's a grandfather-in-law, he wants to be acknowledged.
Okay.
Next piece. Your father's coming in with some support. Now, this feels like emotional support.
Uh-huh.
He's giving me the feeling like things have been... I don't know if you're feeling a little down in your moccasins.
Yeah.
But the feeling he's giving me, he's putting sort of pillows around you for comfort. And I'm feeling like I'm giving you emotional support. I feel from him like... there's been a little bit of a rug pulled out from under you, and I'm trying to reassure you that your dad is with you, supporting you emotionally. So I just need to give you some emotional support from a dad. I'm hearing a father's love, so I need to describe your father and say that he loves you. The description, I'm feeling a stocky man.
Yes.
And I feel like I'm going back to his good days, his healthy days.
Uh-huh.
The next piece, I'm seeing suspenders. So I don't know if your dad wore suspenders or not, but I'm seeing suspenders with him. All right.
But suspenders can also be support, Richard.
That's also true.
Yeah,
so know that he's bringing in support. But I've got to stay with, I may be getting another father vibration. So bear with me, because the suspenders might go to a father-in-law, because I'm still in father vibration, but I'm getting suspenders. So put that to the side. Atir is right. He could be just trying to get me to express support, but I feel more like I'm trying to give you something more than just support.
Uh-huh.
Most importantly, your father, I'm both in his chest and his abdomen, so he's giving me feelings of passing. I feel like I'm in his abdomen with some discomfort and pain,
uh-huh.
And I feel like I'm in his chest with difficulty breathing.
Yes.
He wants me to reassure you that the pain in his stomach is gone and the breathing is clear. So I also need to tell you thank you, because it feels like you helped your dad.
Yeah.
I need to say thank you for taking care of him, and I need you to know that you gave him permission to pass. I don't know if you said the words, but he's telling me you gave him permission to pass.
Oh, my goodness.
So I need to say thank you and I love you. The month of August, is that a significant month for either you or your dad?
His birthday.
Thank you. Another way he's trying to get me to let you know that he's with you. And is the 17th a significant day?
Oh, the 17th?
Yeah. May not be August. It could be any month. I'm sorry. Was he born on the 17th? Did he pass on the 17th? Was he married on the 17th?
Nope.
All right. What about you?
He was born in 1916.
Okay. I'm going to let go of the 17 then.
Okay.
Stay with August and know that he's trying to acknowledge his birthday. I need to leave you with your father's love and blessing.
Thank you.
That's everyone that's coming through for you, my dear.
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you, Nancy. And remember to breathe, hon. I know it's hard when we hear from people who have passed over. Sometimes we get very emotional. But thank you so much for calling in, Nancy.
Thank you for calling,
blessings.
Nancy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Many blessings.
Bye.
Nope.
It really is so emotional. I mean, you can have lost. Actually, Richard gave me a wonderful reading, and I don't call a lot of mediums because I do this for a living, and I'm around a lot of people, and they give me little mini readings and mini experiences. But I did call him, and have a really wonderful experience because he did actually bring through my mother without a shadow of a doubt for me, and it was a wonderful experience. Thank you, Richard.
It is an honor. Thank you.
Another caller, it sounds like. So make sure that you do check out Richard's website while we're waiting for the caller to come online. The beeping on our,
hello?
On our internet. Hello.
How are you today?
Hi. We're fabulous. How are you?
Fantastic.
So name and where you're from, please.
My name is Keith, and I'm from Long Island, New York.
Oh, hello.
How
hello,
are you?
Keith. Right in your own neighborhood.
Yeah. Richard,
how are you tonight, Keith?
When you were speaking earlier about angels,
yes.
I have to tell you, he's the closest thing to them. Richard, how are you?
Keith, oh my God.
See?
How
damn,
is everything?
Yay. I agree with you. I think Richard is close to an angel.
Well,
Keith,
let me
you're
tell
very
you something.
Kind. Thank you. If you could see me, you would see my face is turning red. Thank you very much.
I have had two phenomenal experiences with Richard just recently. And I have to tell you, it's a fantastic feeling to really know that your loved ones are really there and are watching out over your shoulder every day.
It is. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Richard. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Please give my love to your sister and to your wife.
I sure will.
And you're a gem. You're an absolute gem. Thank you so much.
So are you. Thank you so much.
Call.
And you take care.
You do the
thanks
same.
Thanks for listening.
I sure have no problem at all. Anything to do with Richard, I'm there.
good.
Thank you.
He is such a gem. He's such a nice man.
It's lovely to have that support. I love it when callers that, you know, our clients and people that know us call in because it really makes it more of a human connection, and I just really love that enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Richard, there was one more question I kind of wanted to ask. I find it interesting because, you know, some people come to you, I'm sure, with expectations. And one of the hardest things I think it is for a mother and father to lose a child.
Yeah.
And if they come to a medium, we'll be right with you, caller, in just a minute. Mm-hmm. You know, just because you want to hear from that entity doesn't necessarily mean you do.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll try and respond to that quickly. I had a woman the other day who I could not read for. I tried, but I could not. And I told her I couldn't. And I could see her disappointment. I could sense it. And I feel badly about that, but I will not sit there and make up things if it's not happening. And I try to encourage people to just come with an open mind and an open heart.
Turn it way down. I can't hear.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you have to turn down the radio. If you're listening and you're calling in, you have to turn down the background or we can't hear you. Hello?
Oh, okay.
Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Edna. I'm calling from Beachwood, Ohio.
Hi.
Hello, Edna.
Question
hello.
For Richard.
Do I need to have a question and prepare for you? I haven't
nope,
listened to you on the radio. I was actually, a friend of mine called and said that I should call in.
Okay. So would you like me to tell you a little bit about who's surrounding you?
Yes, I would like that, yes.
Wonderful. Wow. You have a very sweet vibration, by the way. You have a very sweet, soft vibration. You have three. As well, there are three people who are standing with you. There are two off of your left-hand side and one off of your right-hand side. I need to go to the woman who's standing off of your right-hand side. As I see her, I need to describe her as slender and petite. I'm seeing also I have a grandmother's vibration with her. The feeling with her, thank you. I need to describe this grandmother as being what I would term old-fashioned and a lady, because I'm seeing her with a dress. I'm seeing her with glasses. I'm seeing her with a necklace and earrings that would match. I'm feeling her dressed in her, what I would call her Sunday best. She's moving around to your left side, and I'm feeling her placing a kiss and a hug. So I need to give you a kiss and a hug. Now, I don't know if you were named after your grandmother, but I'm also hearing the name Edna on the spirit side of life.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I need to acknowledge a grandmother on the, or an Edna on the spirit side
and
of
Aunt
life
Edna,
as
yes.
well. Say again.
And she was a my grandmother died when my father was 10, and he was raised by Aunt Edna, his Aunt Edna, so my great aunt.
Okay.
So that's
Richard,
her listening
I think
for
that
you.
We have to go.
So she's watching out for us.
Okay. Oh. Atira is letting me know that we have to close, Edna, so let me just give you the blessing of your grandmother. I'm feeling a father vibration, and I'm feeling another male that feels like an uncle's vibration. Due to time, I won't be able to go deeply into it. I'd like to leave you with spirit's blessings, though. I would look forward to speaking to you again sometime, Edna. Many blessings to you.
Okay, thank you very much.
And I hate to do that, but I know when we have call-ins, unfortunately, time goes so fast, and I do have to go to our
I lose track of time as well.
I know, I looked up, and I said, it can't be. We just started.
Right, right.
Thank you so much, Richard, for
much.
Joining me.
Thank
and
you.
Please say your website one more time.
www.sacredmessages.com, and thank you to you and everyone that called in tonight.
Yes, and thank you so much. And please check his website, because he is going to be doing some workshops at Lilydale, New York, at the spiritualist community there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be really important and exciting to get the opportunity. You're doing this in August, yes?
That's correct.
Yes,
August,
so it's right around the corner. So please check his website for information, or perhaps Lilydale. Has a website, which I think is www.lilydale.com.
Lilydaleassembly.com or .org. Lilydaleassembly and it's .com. Lilydaleassembly.com.
Awesome. So thank you so much for being on, Richard, and we'll talk to you soon. Hopefully when you get back from Lilydale, we'll have you back on.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening to BBS Radio and Metaphysical Straight Talk from the Heart. And until next week, remember to let your angels wrap their wings around you and let your heart light shine bright to light your way and the way for others. We'll see you next Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.